Brain cancer, it kills more people than you would be led to believe, especially when it comes to children. But it affects people of all ages, and there's going to be an event down at the Dunsborough Tavern. And Tim Woodward, who's going to be the event organiser and DJ down there, is going to be raising some money for Cure Brain Cancer Foundation. Morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad at all. Now, you've got a very personal connection to brain cancer, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Unfortunately, a couple of years ago, I lost my brother Mark to brain cancer, and it's a traumatic thing to go through for a family because it's so debilitating. Everybody has to give up. His poor wife had to give up work and care for him. It's a really, really nasty disease.
Did he suffer for very long, mate?
He most probably lasted for about 8 or 9 months. You go down pretty quick with brain cancer. It's a pretty awful thing to watch.
Yeah, and it would be terrible for family and friends. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Now, this fundraiser is going to be Saturday, August 12th. And
that's
it's
right.
Going to be, what, Dunsborough Tavern?
At the Dunsborough Tavern, and it is Disco Inferno.
That's
the theme. So it is. We want people to come and support us by buying tickets. And that's a really important thing. I'd really want to try and get people to pre-purchase tickets if they can. That'd be great.
How do they do that?
If tickets are available from the venue, from the Dunsborough. Our sponsors have come on board as well. Hilsey's sponsoring this as well with some great prizes.
Oh, excellent.
So you can pick up your tickets in Hilsey's, in Busselton and in Dunsborough.
Okay, that's a great idea. You're going to have raffles and door prize and that sort of stuff
as
well?
Yeah, we are. The good guys, they've put in something, and we've also got a prize from the Bayview Geograph Resort. So, and lots of little spot prizes. I mean, we're going to do the Soul Train. We're going to do Bump No More, We're No Big Fat Woman. We're going to do all the cheesy ones, but we're also going to play some seriously good disco. And we want people to come and have fun, but, you know, be really aware of how terrible this disease is.
Yeah, shocking. So that's Saturday, August 12th. Tickets are available from Hilsey's, also from the venue, Dunsborough Tavern. How much are the tickets?
$25, which is, you know, it's nothing really for a fun night.
No, and how much are you hoping to raise?
Well, look, we've set a...
Apart from as much as possible.
We've set a target of $10,000 minimum.
Right.
So we'd like to sell 400 tickets. We can sell up to 500 or 600 tickets, but, you know, 400 would be fantastic. Plus, we've got some raffles on the night as well, so hopefully we can bust that one. That'd be just wonderful. And, you know, that'll go to help with the research of this terrible disease. So.
Yes, this insidious disease.
Yep.
Tim Woodward, event organiser and DJ, that's going to be a fun night. It's a fundraiser for Cure Brain Cancer Foundation, and as we just said, it's Saturday, August 12th at the Dunsborough Tavern, and you can pick up your tickets from Hilsey's.
Tickets are just going to be available at this moment in Busselton and Dunsborough, but if anybody in Bunbury wants to come down, you can shoot me an email through if you want on it. It's all about the music. tim@itsallaboutthemusic.com.au.
Right. Best of luck with it, Tim. Have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Dirty feet, dunder cheap. Dirty feet and the dunder cheap.
Yeah, very good morning to Danny Brumman from Orakati, Wild Bull Brewery, Brumman Catering, Kumbana Bay Sailing Club, anywhere else that he wants to go out there and rattle these pots and pans. Morning, mate.
Morning, how
are you? I tell you what, I'm so impressed with what you've rustled up this morning. And, you know, chili mussels are pretty easy. Everybody sort of does it. You know, they throw them in, they cook them, they open up your, you know, bread and, you know, splash them all over your white T-shirt.
Yep, that's the one.
But this one... I absolutely love, because it's not the normal run-of-the-mill sort of tomato-based sauce, whatever.
Not the standard.
What is that?
Well, what we do it in a little bit of chicken stock, cream, perno and basil with chilli. So there's not a tomato near it.
Mate, it's not absolutely magnificent.
It's really good, isn't it?
Are you actually doing this at any of your
Friday night it comes
venues?
On the new Orakati menu, the one we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
The winter menu starts on Friday, and this is a new addition. And it's absolutely fantastic.
The winter menu starts on Friday?
Friday night, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You do so realise that winter's like half over, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a bit slow. Because autumn's when I put my summer menu together.
Excellent. So how long did it take you to do that? Not long,
well,
obviously.
As you know, I was late this morning. So,
yeah.
And we did that in pretty much real time,
pretty
15
quick.
To 20 minutes.
Yeah, real time.
All done, start to finish.
Okay, well,
not bad, eh?
Explain how do you do the sauce.
Okay, well, very, very easy. What we do is we get a hot pan, and we throw in some onions, some garlic, some chilli, And we fry them off in a little bit of olive oil, and then we simply add our wet ingredients in, which is our chicken stock, a little bit of Pernod, splash of white wine, which we haven't put in today because I forgot to bring it. But it doesn't need it, really, does it?
No, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Bring it to the boil, in with the mussels, cook them till they open. I put a little cover on top so they steam open.
Yep. Because that's very important to have the mussels open up.
Indeed. Because, you know, you talked about the white T-shirt with all the crap over it.
Yeah,
try doing it when they're shut, with sticking a knife in and...
Oh, I know. And they're not real healthy for you, too, if they're not opened up, are they?
Well, I...
Because they may not be cooked.
Do you know what?
Or is that a bit of an old wives' tale?
Well, I think it is. Do you know...
Really?
Do you like mussels?
Oh, I love them.
Do you ever leave one shut, or do you get into it, open
No,
it,
I leave them shut because I just listen to all the...
I eat them. I crank them open and eat them, and I...
But you're still here, so you must be all right.
Yeah, I've been to hospital a couple of times.
Yeah, but not from eating mussels.
No, no. No, for making comments like you did a little earlier about that song in front of my wife.
Okay, so that's on the menu at Oricetti.
Friday night.
Yeah, okay.
It's a humdinger.
It is a humdinger.
Yeah.
Very, very nice indeed.
You don't hear that often these days, do you?
Humdinger? No.
Two Bob, all those things. Sort of.
No. Neither Rick Apoodley or a Fan Deagle. You don't hear that much,
either. No. Well, it's funny you mentioned it. Someone said that last night. No, they didn't.
Of course they didn't. That's a bit of a saying from a radio announcer of the Eastern States from back in the 60s, Ward Pally Austin.
Ward Pally Austin. Do you remember him?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do.
Yeah, the perfect
I'm actually talking about him, so obviously I do, Danny.
All right.
Hey, listen, I want you to hang around because I want to talk about something next. Facebook has rejected WA's Live Light, a grabbable gut advert. Bit of an issue. Social media giant Facebook has blocked advertising by WA's anti-obesity campaign, claiming its grabbable gut messages could be offensive. Offensive to fat people.
Really?
Really. You know, how ridiculous is this?
This is
like Facebook not putting any pictures of, Dwayne The Rock Johnson up because he's bald, because it might offend people like you and I.
Do you know, where are we going with all of this rubbish? Now, look, my opinion is just my opinion. So anyone who doesn't share my opinion, let me firstly say that they're entitled to their opinion.
That's right.
But why are we becoming a race of softies? Why are we...
Pussies.
It's just ridiculous. Do you know, I watched that ad, and when you mentioned the ad, I tried to think of it. Naren just showed it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
That ad, all that is doing is telling people, think about your choices.
That's exactly right.
If you're feeling a bit unhealthy,
exactly
overweight.
Exactly right. They live lighter. They've been using the images for more than 5 years of a man gripping rolls of abdominal fat and has been told that it's advertisements... have been rejected because they could offend people sensitive about their appearance. Your advert wasn't approved because we don't allow adverts that reference body images in a way that makes some viewers upset, Facebook said. Give me a break.
It is
just seriously.
Complete and utter nonsense.
Absolute rubbish. And especially when it comes to a health issue like this, which it is.
Yeah,
it's not another issue. It is a health issue.
Absolutely.
And it's an important health issue.
Yeah, we've got a responsibility, I think, as a society to say to people, this is the right way about making decisions and give them the opportunity to make those decisions without offending them. Why do we need to be offended by everything?
You know what happens when someone's offended? Nothing.
Do you want to be offended?
Nothing happens when you're offended.
Walk past the mirror in the morning before you have a shower. I offend myself every morning.
But I normally do it when I get out of the shower. I get over there and I start, get a towel and I look at me and I think to myself, oh, what happened to you?
You know what I think? In the middle of winter, I go, where's it gone?
Axe-wielding man arrested after banning radio station play a song. Now, this is a little bit of audio from the radio announcer who had to deal with this person.
He had a knife up against his neck and a couple other knives in the car as well. He originally came here to request a song called Axe, and he brought an axe himself. That was one of the first things I saw when I came out here.
Yes, he wanted the radio station to play Insane Clown Posse's song, My Axe. Now, do you know that song?
No, I don't. I know who they are, but I don't know the song.
That's the sort of band you'd be right across. In Medford, Massachusetts, the 38-year-old man was arrested for showing apps up outside the radio station and demanding the employees play My Axe. So he was wielding several sharp weapons, including an axe, and was observed throwing knives at a tree. He was arrested after a confrontation with the police and was taken to hospital for a mental health evaluation.
Certainly not the right way to go about it.
I really don't know whether he needed to be taken to hospital to be evaluated as a mental health risk.
Could have made that call yourself.
You could have just gone, mate, yeah.
You were struggling.
I mean, you know, if you really want to actually, you know, request a song and get involved and, you know, be a part of what we play or what we don't play, you've got to join Triple M's club today, triplem.com.au, easy as that.
We'd really prefer it if you did that instead of rocking up down here at Spencer Street with an axe.
Listen, you know,
the club's the way to go.
I play a bit of reggae with the Proclaimers every now and then and I feel like wielding an axe myself.